Welcome to the Motherhood Journey. I am so glad that you're here. This is a space where we allow the daily joys and the tough moments to shape us and build us into the beautiful and powerful women that God originally designed us to be. Let's walk this out, mamas. Let's enjoy the journey of motherhood and see it as the blessing that it is. Hello, legends. Hope you're going well. I'm here for another Motherhood Journey podcast. I'm choosing to record this while all of my children are around me in the home at some point. So we'll see how we go. But I just finished a lesson of homeschool and I thought, you know what? I'm going to jump on here, hopefully quickly, and explain the exact details of how our morning tea session of homeschool worked for us. Because if you're like me, you're like, give me the details of how this could possibly work. Schooling a year one student, a preschooler, having a baby, having a toddler who literally gets into everything and pours rice and sugar and maple syrup and Brad's tools and breaks doors and pours everything apart all day long. How does it work? And if you've been around here for a while, you know our basic structure to a day. You know that we do, like, it changes all the time. So I don't know what I've recorded in my last podcast. But for this year going onwards, we do our main homeschool session over morning tea each morning. And then whenever we're doing a group project, which will be geography, history, science, all those extra things, we just do that whenever it works in an afternoon. So we hope to do 2 afternoons a week, but doesn't always happen that way because there's so much fun stuff going on in life outside of that. But whenever the kids have an interest or we go to the library and pick a few books to be able to hit the New South Wales curriculum on, let's say, history, about families, we'll just do that here or there as a group, sitting outside in a picnic or sitting around on the deck and doing painting, whatever it might be. But for our basic session of school that we do every day of the week is our morning tea session where we do English, maths, our Bible time, our calendar. Right now we're doing animal a day, which teaches us so much about geography and God's design. It's amazing. But we just do basic fun stuff together. So I thought I would explain, what does a morning tea session look like? Because that is the real hub of homeschooling for us. Like, that is where we get the stuff done that we have to get done. It's super simple, super able for almost any family to be able to do. If you're like, I want to do homeschooling, but it's just way too hard. And you guys all know my heart for homeschooling in sharing this platform is that any mama, okay, I'm coming. Any mama who feels it on their heart from God to be able to homeschool, I truly believe you're capable to do it because it really doesn't take too much. And I think it's important to demystify how maybe hard homeschool might make you think of if you're trying to do what the school system does. I'm just all for sharing the basic simplicity of it and empowering you that if this is something God called you to do, you truly, truly can do it. Alrighty, so let's just do a basic rundown. After we have had breakfast for the morning and we have done our dishes and just the kitchen and dining room are back to order, I will make my sourdough thing for the day. Most days I'm making something. It honestly takes 5 to 10 minutes, just mix it in a bowl. And then I will make my coffee. I like to have a coffee now when I start my morning tea sesh. And I make up a morning tea plate. So it'll be like, I don't know, whatever we have. Crackers, fruit, nuts, muffins, whatever we've got. I'll just make kind of like a yummy spread to put in the middle of the table because that is just so enticing to come, be together. I absolutely love gathering around food. Something really important in our house and something that we definitely prioritize. I call everyone in and usually the boys will just eat their food and listen. And Hayes is my main one that I'm trying to get some work done with. And usually the baby is either asleep in the mornings or just sitting on the bouncer or crawling around the floor. Obviously my highest, I desire more for her to be asleep, but she doesn't do certain times yet. She's only 5 months old. So it's just give or take. But now that she sleeps in her bed, it's such a blessing if she is asleep, because before that I would have her asleep on me, which again is okay. She's asleep, but I just have to be more standing up. I can't be as relaxed. Whereas now I'm literally sitting back in a camp chair, drinking my coffee, just kind of directing the kids and what they do and helping Kai not get into too much trouble, my 2-year-old. Again, every morning is a little bit different, but those things I basically explain, like the calendar and our Jesus story and our maths and our English, are the basic things we get to each morning session. But if the kids are interested in something or have a big question, like, oh, mom, like, how do volcanoes erupt? We might like watch a little video on it, or we'll ask Google and then chat about it. Like, it's kind of a time where we can just chat and connect, and it's very relaxed, which we love. But we will usually start with a few days a week. We do our big calendar where we talk about like the weather and the date and the month and the seasons and all that. And then we do our Jesus story. So we'll either do that at lunch or in our school session. Today I've kept it for lunch just because we were doing a little extra thing in our morning session. But usually we'll do our Jesus story either then or later, and we'll pray together and do our memory verse for the week. Sorry, that's a little flow on the ground. And we just do that all together. So the kids, I'm trying to give you a really clear picture so you can see like what is going on with each kid and what's going on with me as the mum, so that you can really imagine kind of what it looks like and be okay with it maybe looking a little bit more chaotic than you might see the pretty pictures of all the kids sitting around a table on Instagram, but also see how beautiful and relaxed it can be. Because when I sit down and I have that food in the middle and their books around the edge and text is all over the table, I'm just like, this is the dream. Like, this is just so beautiful. And this is just what works well for my family. Your family will be so different, and you've got to figure out, you might like to do it in the middle of the day nap for the toddler rather than have your toddler up like me, but mine doesn't nap, so, you know, I have him all the time. But you might like to do it in the afternoon when your husband comes home from work and you just take that one child off to the side. Like, it's whatever you want, but it really doesn't have to be much time each day. But this is something, this is a way we enjoy to do it. Around food, after the house is cleaned, we've had a very relaxed, slow morning. We start around 9:30 or 10. And this is what works for us. So we will do our group session. So our calendar, our Jesus story, and our animal of the day. We have this beautiful book that I mentioned in the last podcast that just teaches the animal of the day. And we have our globe, and we'll point on the globe where that animal lives and talk about the environment of that country and talk about the temperatures and why God made the animal in the certain ways to be able to survive that area. And I kind of put in a bit of geography. Like, if an animal's from Russia, I'll explain some basic features about Russia that I just personally know, which I honestly, before I started homeschool, honestly knew barely anything about any of the countries. But because me and Hayes have spent last year doing children around the world, we've done a child from pretty much all the different main places around the world, and I learned a lot. I learned about the basic foods they eat and about what the weather is like and the clothes they need to wear, and it's just, I learn alongside her, and it's just amazing. And if an animal comes from a country that I know nothing about, like, I will then go, hey Hayes, let's quickly like learn about, I don't know, what's a country I don't know about, I don't know. We learned so many of the countries, all the countries coming to mind. I know the basic features, but let's say you didn't know anything about France. You'd quickly learn about it with them. Like, you're not in any rush. You're not going, needing to go to anything. You actually want to learn. Like, you're not just rushing through the lessons. You want to learn alongside them and encourage a love for learning with them. So you can learn about France and then talk about that animal that lives in France with them, which is really fun. Anyway, so we do that. That takes 5 minutes to read that Animal Around the World book. And then today, which we do one day a week, we did Noah's Letter of the Week for his preschool. So we don't do this every day. It's one day of the week. Today was the day of the week where we did the letter. So we didn't do our devotions. As I said, we're doing that at lunch. So today we did the letter C. And so we watched a little video that does the sound, because he really needs to learn right now the sounds of his letters. So we did a little video that says C goes k. And then he colored in his C picture, and we talked about all the things on that picture that start with the letter C, and read our Letterland story of Clever Cat, who's the letter C. And then we did all that as a group, and then Noah finished colouring in his letter C page while me and Hayes did our maths from The Good and the Beautiful, and she learned so much. I love this curriculum. Some days it takes 5 minutes, some days it takes 15, but it is always so engaging, so pretty. She was like counting marshmallows off hot chocolate cups today and the stars in the window, and we went into depth about the calendar. And the cool thing again about homeschool is that she did a sheet from her Good and the Beautiful book about the seasons, and she was learning how to read calendars. But for me, I was like, let's take this further. Let's talk personally, like put the book down, look personally. And I bought this little whiteboard and I drew up four squares of like the different seasons and wrote each month that's in each season and got her to recount her months, got her to talk about what happens in each season. I got her to draw a picture that was relevant for each season. And then she talked about the book briefly mentioned that it's winter in January for some parts of the world. And I said, well, is it winter for us right now? Look around, we're in January. And she said, no, in Australia it's not. And then she was like, why is that? And so I got to get the whiteboard and draw the earth and talk about the earth rotating and talk about what parts. So yes, we got to talk about how the earth rotates. And then she was like, I like drew a circle of the earth. And she was like, no, mum, I want to write the draw the countries in. And I was like, okay. And I literally thought she was just going to do random blobs to represent countries. And she was like, so here is Australia. And then we have Asia on top and then Russia. And then I was like, what's the one under Australia? And she was like, the one where the Kiwis are from. And I could learn about the Kiwi bird. And I was like, oh, that's New Zealand. And it was just so cool. She got to be grasping so much more than what even that lesson wanted to give her. And I got to do a simple lesson about what when the earth rotates. And she was like, well, then if this is summer and then winter, when it's closer to the sun, what about spring and autumn? When is a country in spring and autumn? And I got to talk about that, and it's just so fun. So anyway, Noah finishes his sheet, and then once he's done whatever his little work is for that day, he does ABC Mouse educational app, which I was very hesitant to bring an app in because I'm not wanting technology to be a big part of their life, but it has been so great. They learned so much from it. It's like 15 minutes each. I'm letting them go on longer now so that I can record this quickly. And they're learning so many things, which is just really cool. And it gives Noah something to focus on as a reward while I then do Hazel's English, because Hazel's English really does need me just focusing on her for, again, 10 minutes. Like, it's not long, but she needs me to focus fully on her. So once he's done whatever his sheet or book is for the day, he then does his ABC Mouse that he sometimes runs and asks questions for, as you can hear. But then me and Hayes get her English book out, which I mentioned what that is on the other podcast. And then we sit and do that, and she loves it. And we're reading a book together, and she's doing her sight words, and she is learning all of her sounds, and it's just so fun. And then once she's done with that, I give her a big high five, and then she gets to run off and have her turn on ABC Mouse. And then we're done school for the day. And while that's happening, Kai's usually just snuggling to me or eating food or playing with chains on the floor. He's pretty much just hovering around. I give him the whiteboard to scribble on. He watches Noah play ABC Mouse. He's pretty chill. But after our session, once Hayes was gone, I was like, cool, I'm going to record a podcast now. And then I walk out to Kai, and he's got my glass in his hands. I'm like, oh, about to say, oh, Kai, put that down. And he chucks it on the floor and smashes glass everywhere. And I was like, oh no. So I take him inside, sweep it all up. But then a chicken got on the deck, so we had to chase the chicken off. And then the broom got poop all over it because I accidentally broomed fresh chicken poo across the floor. So then I was like, oh no. So I swept it all, then had to vacuum it so that no kids would step on glass. Then I'm trying to clean up this chicken poo, and Flo's now awake, and I'm putting her on the floor to play with things. And now I'm recording this podcast with you while checking on Flo, and all the kids are on the deck playing the app. So there's a little insight. And now baby girl has run into the couch, so she's ready for a cuddle. So there's a little insight. I hope that some of this can be helpful. I know it was a little bit rambly and interrupted because I've chosen to quickly record it. But I thought it'd be really cool to just see like an actual, like, how long do you spend reading the Bible? 5 minutes. How long do you spend doing your maths? 5 to 15 minutes, and that's it. And like, is there kids everywhere and there's a million interruptions? Yes, but there's such good deep learning. And of course, we're going to continue to learn together all day. I now get to set up lunch. We're going to read our Jesus story or other books we read at lunch every day. And then the kids have their rest time, and I get to do what I want for an hour. And then we'll do something fun in the afternoon. We'll bake. We'll probably go pick some blackberries because we're in the season for that. The kids will just do heaps of free play. Hazel literally woke up today, and she does coloring in her bed with her little nightlight until she wants to sleep at night. And she in the morning woke up and just stayed in bed doing coloring. And she came out, had lunch, went straight back in. Then her and Noah did the like color by number book in her bed because I just got a new texters. And then Kai needed to draw a dinosaur. So she came out of her bed, drew with a piece of paper a line in the middle and wrote Hazel at the top, Kai next to her, and then showed him how to do her 2-year-old brother a dinosaur, then ran back into her room and continued coloring until I said it was time for school. So she's like, okay. She got dressed, came out on the deck, and was ready to go. Like, and that's something me and Brad love. Like, we want our kids to have time. Time is such a gift. Time to focus on one task that their passion is in. And if that day it's coloring, she spent like probably 2 hours this morning just coloring, and there's no pressure and there's no rush. There's still discipline and there's still boundaries and time when she needs to come to her school. But I remember saying to Brad, I feel like that's what I did as a school in school holidays. I still remember those moments in school holidays where I could sit with my dollhouse for like an hour and not be interrupted, or go out and practice my bike over and over and over and over again and not have to go off or be rushed. And that's something we love being able to give to our children, heaps of time to just be, be a child, do what you're interested in, and do it really well with your whole heart onto the Lord. Anyway, hope this can bless you, mamas. I'm going to go take care of my little kiddos, and I'll see you next week for another episode on motherhood, going after it with Jesus. If you enjoyed tuning in today, subscribe here and connect with me over on Instagram, where you can DM me or find my email, as I'd love to connect deeper and pray with you.